Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned that Liu Hui, the brother-in-law of Nobel laureate and imprisoned activist Liu Xiaobo, has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for purportedly engaging in fraud related to a disputed land deal. Jen Psaki, spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State, said recently in a press statement issued in Washington, D.C., Liu Xiaobo, writer, professor, and human rights activist, was detained on December 8, 2008, for his role in drafting Charter 08, a document that called for democratic reforms, human rights, and an end to one-party rule in China. Over a year later, on December 23, 2009, Liu was convicted of inciting subversion of state power and sentenced to 11 years imprisonment and 2 years deprivation of political rights. Liu is currently incarcerated in Jinzhou, Liaoning. In 2010, Liu Xiaobo was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China. Liu was represented by an empty chair during the ceremony. His wife, Liu Xia, has been under extra-legal house arrest since the award announcement. In May 2011, the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention determined the arrest and imprisonment of Liu Xiaobo and the extra-legal house arrest of his wife, Liu Xia, to be in contravention of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Ms. Psaki said. We urge Chinese authorities to release Liu Xiaobo, as well as his wife, Liu Xia, immediately, and to guarantee Liu Xiaobo and his family members the protection and freedoms to which they are entitled under China's international human rights obligations and commitments. As President Obama told President Xi in California last week, history shows that upholding universal rights is ultimately a key to success, prosperity, and justice for all nations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.